Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
It is His great favor and blessing upon us. And my heart felt at this moment that Allah's great favor and blessings, that I should recite some verses to be thankful and grateful to Allah. Allah ta'ala says, and you will have heard this hadith before, that the whole world, everyone, I give things, I give kingdoms and leadership, children, I distribute, I give kingship and buildings and assets and wealth, but my greatest reward is upon those people who I give the tawfiq, the ability to do dhikr, to remember me. And this is the night time, a lot of the night has passed, half the night, we're midway through the night, and everyone is running towards their beds, their mattresses to rest. People are tired, people want to rest. People have worked through ibadah, through worship, they're tired. And normal people get tired, especially in this part of the night. And some people who are immersed in kharafat, in actions that incur loss, in bad actions, bad deeds, bad influence, they are pointing in the direction of sin, in the darkness. And what a great favor of Allah, Allah's grace, that Allah has saved us from sins as well. Allah has taken us away from tiredness, lethargy, and from millions and millions of people compared to them. A few people Allah has gathered, selected, and assembled for His dhikr, for His remembrance. My brothers, my colleagues, this is a great favor of Allah Ta'ala on us, that we're not capable all day, despite sinning all day long, all day despite disobeying Allah, Allah's great favor upon us, His great bounty on us, that even then in this part of the night, which is the greatest part of the night, this is. And Allah Ta'ala, in this part of the night, Allah has kept aside for His beloved servants, for good people. And how the tiredness has disappeared, our sleepiness has disappeared, our beds are not next to us, and sins are far from us, and loss is far from us. Allah Ta'ala seated us down and kept us occupied, busy in His dhikr remembrance. What a great favor of Allah upon us. So my heart just felt that we don't have no words, we don't have any words we can express, that how can we be thankful to Allah for this? And then the friendship with the Wali of Allah, the connection with the Wali Allah, how can we forget that? That the Wali Allah, the Shaykh who's taught us to say the name of Allah, made us capable and prepared us for this so that we can remember Allah. So that's all I would like to say. Allah Ta'ala says, Allah says that those people, the very few and far between, are people who are grateful and thankful to me. If a human being, if he's not thankful to Allah, then Allah's bounty stop. Allah's fadl, rahmah, mercy, it all stops then if a person is not thankful, grateful. My friend, such a great reward, Allah's name. We should definitely be thankful to Allah, be grateful. And these ni'mas, bounty, how should we be thankful to Allah? Think. We should be thankful in this way, that don't disobey Allah. Be thankful for Allah's dhikr, but by not disobeying Allah. That's it. That in your homes, do not disobey Allah. Purify your homes, clean your homes. If somebody in front of you disobeys Allah, then your heart should dislike that person. You shouldn't consider that person as good. And all love and regard and affection for that person should come out of the heart at that time when that person is disobeying Allah. Otherwise, that person will be entering into disobedience as well. He who doesn't say anything against that person who's doing bad, and he is also unthankful. That you shouldn't disobey Allah yourself, we shouldn't disobey Allah ourselves, and if somebody is disobeying Allah in front of us, we observe that, we witness that, and if we like that, or we bear that, or we turn a blind eye, or if we don't feel any pinching in our heart, there was a wali Allah, there was a sheikh. It's a true story. True story, and his murids, he was traveling with his murids, his students, on a journey. And suddenly he stopped, and after stopping, when he set forth on the journey again, then blood started to come in his urine. And so much blood came in his urine that the blood would not stop when he passed the urine. So the muridin, they loved their sheikh, and they got afraid. They said, Hazrat, let's go back, let's call a doctor, and let's get the cure. So he said, no, there's no cure for this. There's no cure for this. This is not a sickness. They say, Hazrat, what's happened suddenly to you? What's happened? And is everyone hearing what I'm saying? Can you hear what I'm saying? Are you all listening to what I'm saying? Everyone? Yes, because I can't speak that much now. My voice is not that loud. and the mic's looking a bit weak itself as well. So, what was I saying? They said, the students, Hazrat Sa'adun, what's the reason? You're saying you're not sick, you're not unwell. This is a very dangerous thing that you are urinating and there's blood in your urine. And from the urine there's blood. He said, no, I'm not unwell. What can I say to you? That when we set forth the departed, I saw a person on the way. He stood there, he was urinating standing up. And from me, I didn't like that. I could not bear that. Because he was rejecting a sunnah. And then this affected so much that the blood started to come from my body. But this is the you could say the status of the person, that he could not even bear something bad being done. He didn't do himself the sin. But just by seeing something wrong, the sunnah was being discarded or compromised. And imagine the status of his love, that wali Allah, that in his own urine the blood started to flow. That's how badly affected him. So this, we should be grateful to Allah, thankful to Allah, that Allah Ta'ala has given, don't keep such friends, don't have a connection with such relatives, or keep friends who are on the wrong path, and don't make connections with people who are not on the right path. Just say salam, dua, and just, you know, a little bit of a connection. Don't accept the invitation, don't eat with them, don't sit with them, don't move around with them, don't pass your social time with them. Those who openly disobey Allah, who break Allah's laws, such women, such men, don't argue with them, don't quarrel with them, but just dislike what they're doing, because Allah Ta'ala is unhappy with them. So how can you be happy with them? This is your children, home, family, wife, family. You should have one basis of criteria for relationships, that if Allah likes somebody, then you should like those people. That's it. And your life will be made. And just look, seek out such people. Who does Allah like? Who is Allah happy with in society? When you realize that Allah likes this person, then become the slave of that person. Become the friend of that person. So this is the basis, the criteria to attain Allah's love. That Allah is such a great favor you give to me. You give me the ability to do dhikr in the morning. Okay, I prayed salah and in the morning I did dhikr. And then you call me back again in the evening. And what time have you called me? This is the time for sleep, being tired. This is the time to go to sleep. In the morning we have to come back for ibadah and such. We got work. Okay, but this is the time of sinning. Right now TV's on, phones are on, and people talk to girls and women on the phones. This is when all the sins are carried out. And everyone's hidden away talking to girls, talking to women, communicating with the females, opposite sex. This is the time people sin. How have you kept us occupied in your dhikr at this time? This is called Allah's fadl, His grace, His mercy and blessings on us. ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. SubhanAllah. Whoever Allah Ta'ala wills, He will give His fadl, His mercy. So I just felt like my heart felt that I saw my Jamaat sitting here. They are pious people, you are pious people. I don't know how I've come here, I'm a sinful person. I'm not capable. This is Allah's great blessing and mercy, the du'as of my Shaykh that's enabled me, His fares, His blessings, His connection, His du'as that have affected me, enabled me. That, mashallah, very fortunate as that person, that Allah Ta'ala creates a connection between the human being and His wali. So just when Hazrat Sahab met me, consider that my life, I was born that day. That was the best day of my life when I met my Shaykh. 2 days, the best in my life. Remember that day when I met my Shaykh and I did tawbah at his hands. And one was that day when I will stand in the presence of Allah. That will be the next great day. These are the two most important days of my life. So my brothers, my colleagues, the amount we extend our hand towards Allah, love, and such people, their favors, their mercy, and their, believe what I'm saying, that lots of sukoon and peace, tranquility will come to your life. Yes, just by listening to these words, you should be enjoying what I'm saying. Isn't it? Your iman gets refreshed. So, this is deen of Islam. This is called deen, Islam. That all the pathways, all of the relationship with the dunya should be lower priority. No power of the dunya can stop us by coming to the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah. That, for example, somebody wants to meet you, this is your relative, whether it's relatives, friends, colleagues, whoever it is, you won't like to meet them at that time. That is the dhikr of Allah time. Yes, because you'll say, this is the love of Allah. You're proving this is Allah's fadl. This is the favor and the mercy of the wali of Allah. Okay? May Allah Ta'ala give us the ability to be thankful to Him, grateful to Him. And let's request to Allah, plead to Allah, that we are extremely sinful and we don't know how our night will pass. And in the morning, with your fadl, Allah, call us back to your home, to your dhikr, and give us the ability and energy that we can come again to your dhikr in the morning. It will be a great treasure for us, Allah. Great treasure for us. Just like now, Allah's taken us out of laziness and sleepiness. Allah, please take us away from sleepiness in the morning as well. You give us strength now, Allah, give us strength in the morning again to come back. Allah, you are the one who will give us strength, then we can come only if you give us the strength ability. Just like we can wake up for our shops and businesses and employment, my Lord, we can wake up, stay up all night for sins, and we can wait for phone calls from girls and women so that we'll talk to them. We can wake up half the night for that. Oh my Lord. Oh my Lord, give us that strength that our Rabb is calling us, our Lord is calling us, and we come to His remembrance. Come, let's do loud dhikr, inshallah. Recite durood sharif.